Havertz in a pocket of space. Edison came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
Well, as possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go in the Champions League. Most dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Reactionary Blues podcast. I'm your host, Opeh. Today I'm joined by Omar, Els. SB's on his way, but yeah, we're covering. First time recording on a Saturday, innit, guys?
Yeah, it's true. It's always on a Sunday.
Yeah, so it's normally on a Sunday or Monday, but yeah, we thought let's try and get an early release after the Newcastle game. 4-1 loss at St. James's Park. Probably the worst performance of the season. Els, what are your thoughts on the game? And yeah.
Worst performance of the season. Yeah, probably. Mm. Oh, shit. Across the board. Like, I don't know. You can start anywhere. The only person you can't start on today, I think, in my eyes, is Enzo, innit? This is the only one you can't start with.
You already said that because
he's getting a lot of slander, though. You know?
Yeah, I know.
That's your buddy, innit?
But today you can like literally see him is the only one that I can't fully get onto. He wasn't amazing. He was when he had the ball, he was good. He was actually okay defending as well. Everyone else was terrible. As in, they're like, there's so many people who had the worst performance of
name
the
season. Them.
Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
Badiashile.
Yeah.
Cucurella was terrible in both goals, in two or three out of three goals. Yeah. I was liking him at one point in the first half, but he cost us. Reece James, worst performance. Caicedo on par with his debut.
nah. Not on, it was shit, but went on par with
What about your boy Ugu, the Nigerian biscuits?
Was this his worst performance?
The Nigerian who?
Biscuits. That's what else is.
What? Was this his worst performance?
Yeah, probably. Just because he barely played,
Gallagher's worst performance.
Yeah.
Jackson was horrible today.
Jackson's yeah, but I wouldn't say his worst performance though.
Mm. I would. What was worse?
Arsenal. He's had a lot of bad performances. I wouldn't say this because he barely got onto the ball.
Palmer.
Yeah.
A lot of mid going around today, guys. Fucking.
Like, this is a lot of bad, like worst performances.
So let's start off from like the beginning before we get into like the calamity that was the 4-1. Like, what are your thoughts going into the game? Because like obviously we come off a 4-4 game with City, everyone's saying, oh, Chelsea, this could be a turn of momentum. Newcastle had like an entire XI out. Like, how were you guys coming up, faring up into the match?
I can't lie. I didn't have high expectations because St. James Park is never easy. I know we've actually got a good record. I think
recently, but
we won 3 out of 5.
Yeah, 3 out of 5, but not normally the best there, yeah. But
I thought we got a chance. As soon as we went 1-0 down, I said, yeah, my game done. But then we came back 1-1. I thought, you know what? There's something about it. I thought, yeah, maybe we could actually like do a little something. After the second goal went in, because the third goal happened so quickly, it was wraps from them, man. I'm not glad. I checked out
3-1.
What time was that? 60th minute? Maybe? 65th minute? Something
you know when James got sent off, that's when I checked out. Someone was doing this bullshit.
Nah, 3-1, I checked out, man.
Fam. Do you know what?
That was background noise.
I didn't expect much because when I saw the starting lineup, the midfield battle was therefore lost.
Yeah.
It's not just that, but I'm not gonna lie to you. And even I said this before the game as well. I don't know if it was to you guys or not, but I was even saying, like, as much as I don't like Disasier, I do feel like he should have played because if we're gonna phase out Silva, why is he gonna keep playing regularly? Why are we still gonna bench starting 11 players for him? I know he is starting 11, but I thought it didn't make sense. And then when I saw Ugochukwu there as well, I know Caicedo obviously come back from
he just came back yesterday,
so international Enzo, break, man. But then so did Enzo, and then I'm seeing
did Joelinton and Bruno Guimarães as well. Like if you go, like I just think Caicedo would not start. To be honest, after seeing his cameo, I'm slightly glad. But why are we the only team seeking out that excuse? Like, oh, our South American players coming back for a thing. The best South American players play in Europe, and most of them come back and they play. Gabriel Jesus played today, bro. I don't know if he went to Brazil. I'm assuming he did.
Yeah, Martinelli. He started. Yeah,
Martinelli's injured, I think now.
No, I don't know, but I don't know. But I hear what you're saying. That
right, we always use that same excuse, bro. And it's just like, fam, like, there's no reason to start Ugo today.
Yeah.
He's not ready. Now, as much as I like him, he's not ready to
start. Can I ask just why you like him? He just looks like SP.
No, I'm telling you right now, he's closer to Romeo, Oriol Romeo, than he is to
Romeo plays well today,
but
bro.
But he's shit, though. Look at this shit, man.
Man, like Leslie, you know?
Hey, he stank today. You know that? You fucking stank today.
You did as well, Sanchez.
That's not funny. You not funny. Man, I couldn't be Sanchez. That's racist, man. I don't care.
Why have you got thrush on your beanie?
Thrush?
Look how he just came in. Hey, your boy stank today.
My boy, who?
Leslie.
That's your boy as well.
No, he just looks like Leslie. That's fine.
Oh, come on.
Nah, it's terrible, man. It's terrible. But, like, yeah, there's so many people that shouldn't have started today, man.
Like who?
Silva.
Yeah.
Ugo.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's them two that want to start originally. Maybe Gallagher as well. But I would never start Gallagher, man.
No, but you know what?
I understand why he
started. In hindsight, I hear that. But before the game, I probably would have said, you know what? He can start. It's not a problem. But now, it's peak because James is suspended next game. Cucurella suspended next game.
Oh, I thought he was injured. He's suspended.
Yellow cards.
Blessing in disguise, bro.
No, it's not. Because we're going to have Maya Jammeh at left back. And he's going to be...
You talking about Cole?
Yeah, fam.
No way, man. That's a done. Nah, I'm about flipping... Gusto's calm.
No, Gusto's fine.
But he's just come back from injury.
Yeah, no, Gusto doesn't have an issue. I don't like Cole at left back.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't on the bench, was he?
No,
he was suspended. He wasn't injured. He's never injured.
Gusto?
No, he had a knock.
No, he did. I don't remember. Fuck it, he's back though. I don't really mind having him at Reb.
To be fair, we play on Sunday, so hopefully he recovers by then. But yeah,
I thought he was in the squad today.
No, he wasn't. It was De Sassi and Kowa.
Yeah, De Sassi right back.
Fuck. I don't mind him at right back.
No.
When we went to the bridge, he was playing right back.
Nah, but that he was covering. I think what game was that? Villa. He did all right when Gusto got sent out. He done all right in that half shift.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes or whatever.
But when he actually played against Brighton.
Do you really want De Sassi against Mitoma?
No, I don't. I literally don't. I like De Sassi and I don't want him.
Well, I like him, but I don't want him right back. But yeah, let's go back to the game. So like, obviously they make it 1-0. Who are we blaming for that goal?
Cucurella.
And Badiashile. Badiashile moving like... he shouldn't have left. Because you know what it is? If you look at Cucurella's Cucurella's gone to the left and then Badiashile's moved out.
Mm.
So Cucurella should have kept on the player. But when Cucurella moves, Badiashile shouldn't have run so recklessly knowing Isak is there.
Even if Badiashile runs or whatever, if Cucurella was holding the line, it doesn't matter where Badiashile is.
Oh, no.
Isak would have been off.
It's Cucurella's main leaf, but Badiashile also, because that was his man in a way.
Some people blame him Ugo Chukwu, you know that?
Because he said they should have
closed down.
That's why Badiashile moved. Bro, if you looked how far Badiashile was to blocking that.
You know what else loves the player? He's going to die for that player. Every man dying for that player.
But listen to this. Nah, it was Shoei that said like, oh, he should have been there to block the shot. My man played a pass. If Badiashile was moving to block a shot, why couldn't he stop that pass? It was a short pass on the floor.
I can't lie, it was great composure, man. Because I thought it was
a good pass. Yeah. But if Badiashile is moving to block that, why didn't he? It's poor movement from Badiashile regardless. Like, even if Ugo's not there to block the shot,
yeah.
My man played a pass and no one saw it.
And the thing is, what was pissing me off is that the goal was coming. Like, a recurring theme throughout the game is that like Newcastle kept giving us warnings, but we weren't heeding them. So like, the reckless fouls, the consistent free kicks, the giving the ball back, Set pieces. I'm like, even if they're not scoring, they're eventually going to score from one. And it was just petulance from us, and that's what pissed me off. Like,
I think that's maybe why Ugo started. You know, height.
No, I get that, but we're still shit. But bro, what
did that height lead to?
I'm just thinking about it. Yeah. No, imagine putting Caicedo to in the middle with Enzo and Gallagher.
No, I get what you mean.
And you've got Joelinton. Guimaraes is good in the air, and I understand slightly why Poch may have done that.
No, it
was a bad decision.
The thing is, we say Leslie is good at like height wise. He's not good at all to be playing for Chelsea.
I don't think he should be starting.
Today made me deep. I'm not gonna stress myself about this club anymore. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, yeah, these owners have made it a youth club. They've signed bare talented young players, but guys like Santos, Ugo Chukwu. Who else have we signed that don't deserve to be here? I like Caicedo. I like Enzo.
No, Casadei.
Casadei, yeah. Guys like these guys, David Washington.
Mudryk as well.
Don't talk about Mudryk. We could put Mudryk, we could put Madueke. We've signed bare man that Roman, I don't think Roman, they fit. Roman wouldn't have even considered better these players.
I don't think Mudryk and Madueke fit that mold of like their youngers developing. They were already playing, but Santos, Washington, Angelo.
Angelo, to be fair, because of how many games he's played, he looks more refined.
But
than
even
a lot of
that, even that, Viva Gas and Angelo in the French league, he's got one assist, zero goals. You think if you tell
him he just did well that first month? I haven't heard from him since.
You think he comes to the Prem and then he's got zero goals and one assist in 3 months?
But you know how the Chelsea fan base are. Whenever we don't have someone, we like to.
Bro, I seen Chilwell prop today, man. I was like,
Cucurella gave away 3 goals. That would have had Chilwell. I think Chilwell could have provided, you know, the runs down the left.
I give it 2 months. We're gonna see Petrovic, the goalkeeper. We're gonna see comps of him as well soon, man.
I actually want to see him out
and play.
I wanted to against Blackburn, see but we didn't. Out. So
yeah, like I just want to see what
he is. Yeah,
yeah, like it's the same way I wanted to see David Washington. I saw 15 minutes and I said never again. Yeah. Like at least show me your shit, innit? But we've got better players.
What kind of hating is that?
Like Matos as well. I want to see that.
I heard Matos is good though.
Yeah, I heard Matos is good as well. But I want to see, like, I want to see what.
Men's football is just different, man, because you can just see, you can see, like, bare of the players just stand out like a sore thumb. Like, Ugute was just getting ran through. I can't lie.
But to throw him in the deep end, though, against at least it was. I know Stamford Bridge is quiet, but at least in Stamford Bridge, like, fine. But St. James is probably one of the hardest away games.
The only midfielder that didn't get ran through today was Enzo. That's the craziest, because Caicedo got run through as well. And Gallagher got run through as well. Gallagher is normally good at ball recovery, got ran through.
But like, okay, so like they make it 1-0, they're still pamming us. We get the free kick, we score. Like, why don't you think we're able to take advantage from that? Because I feel like afterwards, as bad as we played, when we were able to beat Newcastle's press, which we did quite a lot, I felt we got in a lot of times through the middle. Like, they'll bear like 5-3-4s and stuff. So
well,
like,
at the end of the first half, I think we had more shots on target.
But you know what? I think you have to take
your chances when they come. And Gallagher's chance, big chances.
I didn't even see that one properly.
You didn't see it.
Oh shit! Yeah,
those type of chances changed the game.
He's
one on one with the keeper, and you barely even
cut in, and then he barely got a touch.
You barely made the keeper work.
And the thing is, stuff like that is why I'm against him, because like I'm proud of you for running, but football's a technical sport at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, and he can't do that
in those situations. Like,
that's why when people were saying like, oh, we should take people out of the, I was thinking like, taking Gallagher out might not be the, even in the first half, I don't think he had a yellow card yet. It was just Ugo with a yellow card out of him. I was like, take Ugo out and bring CG down. Because at the 10, he does nothing for us. Mm-hmm. Never does. Like, it's just all running around, recovering ball. It's not the something a 10 should be doing. Especially when, do you know what's mad? It just shows, like, when Palmer's not playing well, we don't do anything up front.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, though, Gallagher 10 is only off the ball to, like, to help to press. So that's why I don't mind him in that position, because on the ball, Enzo is more the furthest midfielder forwards, and then even him as well, like his finishing is not good enough. Needs to do better, like even to like assist wise if he's gonna like bring up his GNA and whatnot. But I don't know, man. It's a thing where
everyone sounds so defeated.
But do you know what it is? It's just because if one player, like let's say Palmy, if he's doing bad, it shouldn't have to mean that the whole team, the whole attack. That's bad as well. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
But he's the only good player we've got up front in terms of creation. That's why I don't like Gallagher in the 10. That's why I think when Nkunku comes back, or even Connie. Even Connie, I don't think he's ready to start. Like, I think that that's a massive overhype by Chelsea fans. He was doing well, but we saw him last season as well. Last season, he wasn't doing well.
What are you talking about? He barely played last season.
No, but when he did, he
was a good substitute impact. I remember even the game against Man United.
Do you know
him
how many
and
fans
Enzo
were saying Connie was shit last season?
No, but the fans are toxic.
I think he's a really good player. I just think he's not ready to start bare games.
I think, as you said, you know the 10 position. That's the position where, when I was younger, we had Juan Mata in this position. There's been David Silva in this position in the league. Young Fabregas at Arsenal. These players were not praised for their tackling and interception. So, of course, Gallagher can be a useful squad player. But we've had conversations this week where people are saying, even when the guys like Nkunku, Lavia, Carney are back, that they have to earn their place back from Gallagher. I don't think that's true at all. I think Caicedo needs to step up. Him and Enzo need to sort it out and work it out in the midfield. And then you either put Palmer in the 10 so you could play Nkunku and Sterling as a front three, because we need more goals in our attack and we need to be more threatening as a team. And if you have Palmer in the 10, or if you have Okani in the 10, those are 10s that, you know, they can provide something on the ball. They're better on the ball.
And tight, they're better in between the lines.
In between the lines, tight situations. You can expect one of these guys to produce magic. You're never, ever going to sit down and expect Gallagher to produce magic.
Especially the, especially against a team like, even though it's transitional, Newcastle are very good when they go in the mid block.
It's haram, bro.
So like, you need a bit more creation, because like when you play the big sides, I'm all for Gallagher starting because there's more space. You have to cover ground. You have to win your duels. But in a game like today, I just felt like...
Is that not a big game though? Away at St. James,
it's slightly a big
game. But Newcastle still have a bit of respect for us, whereby they will go into a deep block if they have to, and then that's when you're going to see the limitations of someone like Gallagher.
I can't believe we couldn't break the defense, because even the players that they were playing, like fam, I was just thinking like, right, like Dan Burn wasn't playing, was he today?
No, but Livermento's.
Botman wasn't playing. Botman is the best.
Lascelles is their club captain. He doesn't actually play, but
because Lascelles, he made bare mistakes, you know,
bro.
Bare mistakes. Bro, we couldn't capitalize.
Like, so they make it 2-1 again. That's what pissed me off about the performances. Like,
that was by the Shaw and Cucurella.
No, but I'm just saying in general, like, why, like we said already, why do you keep giving fouls? Why are you being petulant? Like, because
who gave away that foul?
Sterling!
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, fam, you open on, like, the first 15 minutes of the first half, a second half, like, five fouls are given away. And it's just for stupidity.
Stupid.
Like, guys aren't going anywhere. Why are you persistently fouling? And you guys aren't good at defending set pieces. So why are you doing it? And it kept happening. And it's like, this petulance whereby things don't go away, we're not heeding mistakes in the game, they're going to keep costing us. Cost us against Arsenal, cost us against Brentford, and now cost us today. Now it's 2-1 down and you're just away from Stamford Bridge. I mean, that's St. James Park, and all their drunk fans are getting hyped.
And then they made it 3-1.
Exactly. Straight away. Because up north, you need to silence those fans. Like Newcastle, Liverpool, you need to shut them up, fam. You need to shut them up. You can't be giving them any excuse for momentum. That's what you did. And fucking Silva.
I said it on this.
You know, the signs were there in that game as well. You could see the signs were there in
bro,
that game.
But that's what's pissing me off, because, like, you know when something's about to happen, why the fuck do you keep letting it happen? Why do you keep doing it?
Hey, Sanchez, yeah, on the corners is making me laugh, bro.
Right, man did the fucking splits.
Even Jellinton, that goal that he should have, at one point, he should have scored,
Yeah.
And.
That's a warning.
I just see why is Sanchez on the floor, bro? Looking back.
Man was doing like the splits like he's in the nightclub. Like,
low key. Actually, no, man.
Low key what?
Nothing.
You're moved, innit?
If you do it, I'll get a vivid image of it.
Fuck off, man. But yeah, Silva. Not tough conversation. Well, depends how you see it. Is it time for us to just say, Odabo, go.
We've been having this, you know, that question's come up since like 2020.
No, but now is it now, like, because before then you had like guys like Chalobah in the back and all that, but now do you guys say, yeah, it's done?
I don't think
I've been saying, I don't think
he should be playing football at all.
What should
you
do?
No, let him have like, you know, a season at Atletico Mineiro. That's absolutely fine, man. Go end Curitiba. Your season over there, Curitiba, whatever you want to. End your season.
Pass
there.
Ferreira, bro.
I think the thing is with Silva, he's still a top centre back. Of course, he's made a mistake today. Badiashile made mistakes. Cucurella made mistakes. But the thing is, he's not going to be here next season. So why not
phase him out now?
Why are we still playing him over Colwell? I know Badiashile and Colwell are both left centre backs.
De Sarcy,
exactly. Why don't we play? There's no reason for
De Sarcy not to play today, especially like even saying like the the Ugo thing of starting him maybe because of height over Caicedo today, like to win. Like De Sarcy should have started for that same reason.
And
like,
he's our biggest guy, best player
in the air in defending at least.
Aggressive in the air, yeah.
Yeah,
and he's like he's the biggest guy at the club as well. So like you need. Yeah. Oh my god!
Wait, who's the biggest guy?
De Sarcy.
In terms of power,
you mean in terms of strength?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Fuck off!
Have you seen both?
Yeah. No, but in terms of like you're playing a physical game against Newcastle,
I get what you mean, because Badiashile's more the reserved sweeper,
yeah,
and Diassi's the contact guy.
Bang!
Yeah.
Hey, Gordon fucking finished Badiashile, bro.
That was nasty. And Badiashile, everyone says, oh, he's Chelsea's best centre back. Colwell can't chat to Badiashile. Look, if Colwell had
that's
a performance,
like for your agenda, isn't it?
It's not even my agenda because I like Badiashile. But I think too much people were just talking a lot of nonsense on Colwell. He's not ready. He's not good enough.
Bro, Colwell, I think Badiashile's overhyped.
It's just a seed to leave that.
He's back from an injury, though.
I'm not saying
I think
he's overhyped
bad,
as well.
But like, people talk about that he's world class and shit like that.
Nah, he's not bad. But he's got Rolls Royce tendency.
Yeah, I think he's
got potential to be the best centre back in our club.
I think, to be fair, it was his first worst game.
Worst game at Chelsea, 100%.
And that's like the first time in like. My issue was like a bit of the CT whereby when a player hasn't played for us for a while, he's like the next thing. Yeah. And I'm just like. relax. He's coming back from injury. And the issue I had with Poch is that in a game like today, where it's like fierce, ferocious,
probably not the right game to put him.
Definitely not the right game for him to play. You can say that in hindsight, but even beforehand, you're just looking like Newcastle.
But
again,
but yeah, when it comes to like left centre backs, when you got Colwell, who's got a knock.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Unless you put Silva on the left, and
but
then,
we've already been doing
and then De Sarsi, on the right centre back, then maybe, but
or Chalobah.
He's injured. I just said that. Why?
This whole result makes it so much worse that Kai went to score in the 90th minute.
I know.
90th minute header to put Arsenal top of the league.
I know he didn't do fuck all.
He came up from the bench, innit?
I know. And I know that in those 10 minutes he didn't do anything and he scored that header just to...
And I knew it'd be a header when she said he scored.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought... we're going off topic, but with Arsenal, I'm not going to lie. I thought these last minute goals, like, they're not going to... They're unsustainable.
They are.
And they keep doing it though. And then, do you know what? I can't help but think about Chelsea, man. I think to myself, if we were in that situation, 0-0 against Brentford away, they went and scored 2 goals against us.
Brentford are winning that. But guys, what do you think on Poch today? Like, I know he was on the touchline, but like, what do you think from a tactics perspective? Because me personally, I'm thinking away from home, Newcastle, the game should not be back and forth like that. It should not be back and forth like that.
8 goals in 2 games.
And bro, do you know stuff like that? That's why the, when people are saying, oh, our defence is good at the start of the season, I'm buying that bullshit. Because I was like, we're still conceding a lot of chances. We're still conceding way too many chances. And now you've seen, you come up against 2 clinical sides and boom, you concede 8.
Do you know what? I disagree only because at the beginning, I actually was one of them people that was saying our defence is actually quite solid. But I do feel like in recent weeks anyway, we've low-key opened up a little
bit. Yeah.
Opened Nyash a bit, so...
I think, obviously, I don't like Jorginho, but since he left the club, we don't control games well enough.
Hey, we need to get Iman to clip this. I want Iman to send this clip to me. No, but so when you chat your fucking shit, okay, I can remind
but
you.
I still stand on Jorginho leaving the club. Nah, he's not the only one that can provide control, but I'm saying since he left, we are not able to control.
Jorginho's not affecting this game anyhow.
Nah, bro. Yeah, no, he's not.
Nah, give him Joe Linton. That's a DP, bro.
Remember what they did to him when he went there as well. So
Jorginho got man. Jorginho got man of the match last time. You know when they played Newcastle, Arsenal played last season at St. James's. Yeah, no, he got man of the match.
What happened this season when he was getting pulled and
he got man of the match?
He got ragdolled.
But he got man of the match
this season.
I don't care.
This season he got ragdolled. They were pulling him about, and then he didn't even want to shake their hands because he know he got messy.
But anyway, it's true. Like, there's no control. Like,
no control.
That's
man.
Why. Like,
this is why I didn't want Caicedo on my club originally.
Oh, why can't Enzo do it?
No, Caicedo.
Why can't Enzo do it?
Why can't Enzo?
I don't think Enzo's a controller. He wasn't that in Argentina at the World Cup.
But on the last pod, when Timmy was saying that, you and Rubio were saying Enzo wasn't
I always wanted Enzo to play alongside Jorginho. When we bought Enzo, I was like, why did we sell Jorginho?
Why would you want Enzo and Jorginho playing together?
Because Enzo can go further up and you let both Jorginho get control training, and sit. Caicedo, in the sense of sitting, I don't think he... And this is all agendas aside. This is profile that I'm talking about. Mm. I'm not saying whether he's good at what he does or not. I don't think he is. But whether he is good or not, it's like putting Enzo next to Kante, and I still would say nah. Mm.
That's fair enough because Caicedo was called the next Kante in Independiente, whatever his club was. He was a box midfielder, and he came to Brighton as a box midfielder. So I do understand that. But he played in the 6 last season for Brighton, and he done it very well under De Zerbi. So I think it's a roll look. He's going to have to.
He's a controller type.
He's
of
not
player.
A controller.
Need that considering spec. Like when we got Gallagher on the 10. And again, Enzo's not a controller, and I didn't watch him at Benfica.
Okay.
But at Argentina in the World Cup, which is the main reason we bought him anyway, because hadn't he done that, we wouldn't have bought him. He wasn't the controller. It was RDP. Even McAllister was controlling. Enzo's always playing the longer passes, the kind of like the through balls, all of that stuff. He's breaking lines. I don't think he's one person to sit back.
But
we got Lavia. And then you think Lavia can do the controller role.
But also, it comes up with Poch in terms of build up. But it comes up with Poch in terms of...
Lavia is still got a way to go in that regard because he is sloppy, bro. Pause.
Fucking hell.
He is sloppy.
But to be fair, where I get onto Poch is that like it's having build-up patterns whereby players know where the next pass can be to get out of the press. That's why I'm on him.
With Poch, I said he's the right manager for this project because look at what we've done.
4 wins and 13.
Look what we've done. Look what these owners have done with this club. We could say 4 wins and 13 since the owners have come in. How many Premier League games have we won? Probably like I think someone said 15 since these owners came in. So we don't even win games at the moment. And that's because the owners came in, they saw the club how it was. And I don't think they needed to change how much they did, but they did. They made this big change. And now it's like, we've signed all of these talented youth players.
But the owners are the problem because their ID for managers is so bad.
But how can ID you go for from, the club?
Okay, you sat Tuchel, you got Potter in, who you know was out of his depth.
Yeah.
You then sack Potter and you bring in Lampard.
Horrible.
Again, is out of his depth. You then sack, Lampard's finished.
Temporary, yeah.
Yeah, Lampard's contract.
Do you know what it means to win seven, like lose 7 out of 9 games?
Didn't he lose 9 out of 10?
No, Lampard lost like 7 out of 9. Do you know how
That's in PL. I'm pretty sure he lost 9 out of 10 games.
Anyway, like losing that many games and nothing happened to you in terms of criticism is brazy. Like, carry on.
And then to bring in Poch as well, who I've never been a fan of since day one, but same. I have said he does buy himself a bit more time. Like after the Tottenham game, City, I thought, okay, he can buy himself a little bit more time. But this whole manager of a project thing, to me, is just air, man.
Because it gives excuses for losing.
It does give excuses, but look at the players we have at the club now. We've got people like Mudrik that need so much work, but we went and bought him for 70 million when the manager didn't even ask for Mudrik. We've bought all of these young players that need development. They need time. And it's like, we do need a project manager for these players because, cool, if we go and get him, let's say Poch gets sacked. If Poch gets sacked tomorrow and you can get any manager in the world, obviously not the Peps and the Klopps, but any manager like genuinely attainable, who would you go and get? I want to hear the names.
I'd love to get Tuchel back.
Genuinely attainable, because that's not going to happen.
Okay, no, genuinely attainable, Egrivon. I'm trying to
show. Yes! You're
going to go bring him. Why are you smiling for?
Bring him! Augustine Egrivoyen.
Fuck off, that guy, man. Made Nigeria lose the in what, to Tunisia.
Bring Pizarro, bro.
He booed out.
Why are you talking? Fuck off. Hey, Scaloni.
Scaloni on his way out of Argentina.
We're not bringing no... Nah, allow that, man.
I'm no, I get what you mean. I just think
people are saying.
I still think there was better managers like, out there.
Aye, managers. No, I got a good one, man.
I think I know what you're gonna say.
Listen, yeah. We need to, first before I give the name here. We need to understand that Chelsea, our DNA, the best managers in our history.
Yeah.
Bring him to this bridge. Bring Harambul.
I would definitely
get results.
He's never. I don't think he's ever leaving Atletico.
He will, but for Inter Milan.
I don't think.
Did he play for Inter?
Yeah. He's on record. Well. He's on record saying he'll come back.
I saw he's been managing for like 10 years there, bro.
Longer.
11 or 12.
Yeah, he's never leaving, bro.
Yeah, by the time his contract expires, 16.
He's comfy now, though, isn't it? You don't need
to. He even reduced his salary just to stay there.
Yeah.
That one's loyal.
That's what I need, though.
Simeone is definitely the one manager that Roman would have hired that we didn't get. Simeone, definitely. I like Simeone. I would take that Napoli manager that won the title. Is that
Spalletti?
It? Yeah. I'll take Spalletti.
But he didn't want to manage.
I'll take a chance on him. You know.
I'll take Spalletti.
But I saw he just didn't want to manage anymore.
But then he went to manage.
He wanted like time off because I was watching YouTube and it was like he was spending time in Napoli's office. He was actually sleeping there, so it was proper intense. So he just wanted a bit more chill time.
Fair enough.
Because he wanted to take a sabbatical, but obviously national team job comes up.
Yeah.
As an Italian, you take that.
I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, more time with your family. But
fair enough.
Yeah, well, that's game of the season, guys. Definitely for you.
What do you mean by last game of the season?
Worst game.
Between this and West Ham, innit?
Do you know what? Brentford pissed me off.
I just think with West Ham.
Not in Forest. Just going to the game and the guy next to me,
I think because when you're at the game, it makes it even worse. But Forest.
Because you saw that Jackson miss live, I was just like,
You know, I remember, because I think I was sitting just behind you as well. I remember we were looking at the TV replays, not the bar.
What's wrong with you?
Wherever it was, We were looking at the replays and I remember, because the Jackson shots happened on the other end. And I just remember thinking, nah, this guy's going to get crucified later, man, 100%.
The fact that Faye has the picture saved on her phone, that's elite hating.
She sends it all the time, bro.
Yeah.
The thing is, with Jackson, he's done well. We got his hat trick against
him. Come on.
But when I went to the 4-4 at the bridge, and that game in my head, I don't know, maybe when you go to the game, it gives you more hope and because we drew 4-4 against City, I thought we really turned the leaf. Like, where this is the new.
I
thought this was it. Like, I thought this we're gonna now kick start. And even when we went down today, I was still believing and hopeful. Sterling equalized. The rest of the first half was good. But what I've noticed with Chelsea,
did we hit the crossbar at 1-1?
No, that was
Trippier.
Oh, okay.
But Gallagher should have scored. But yeah,
Enzo had a good shot from Pope.
Yeah, which was saved. So we had good chances. But when we came out in the second half, we didn't start well. And when things are going bad for Chelsea, it's like we can't pick our head up and calm the game down. So many times we're giving away free kicks in that in that second half before the actual goal was conceded. And someone needed to be on that pitch and say, calm down, maybe pass it around the back. That's take the sting out of the game.
That's Silver's for...
No, that's what he was saying.
Take the sting out of the game.
Nah,
you don't do that.
Is Poch allowed in the dressing room at half time?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But you have like the earpiece where
his, his assistant would have been on speed dial, so he could have got a call.
But that's what I was saying as well. Like, why are you just going back and forth? Why can't? Why isn't it when we got the ball? Why can't we just knock it around for a bit?
Yeah, and I don't.
But this is why, you know, when Donny put that tweet yesterday that I wanted to crucify Caicedo, Ugo, and Gallagher.
No, I don't think it's that he wanted it to start. I think that's what he thought the midfield would be.
No. He was defending it.
Then that's disgusting.
We cannot like. This is a problem. Our only good passer in the middle is Enzo.
Mm.
And he's not a controller. This is why we don't control the midfield in any games. Even when we're playing ball, we don't really control the middle of the pitch. No. Because there's no good passing of sitting. That it's really hard for us to do that. This is why the profile of players we've bought, I'm not a big fan of. We bought bare players that do the same shit.
Do you know what? You say that, but at the same time, I do understand, because if one player to get injured and then you replace them, the whole point is that the drop off isn't meant to be that big because they do a similar role.
Four players that do the same shit.
Like who?
Caicedo, Lavia, Ugo, and not that I'm saying they're as good as each other.
Yeah, I know, but Lavia and Caicedo don't do the same thing.
But isn't Lavia meant to be like the DM?
Yeah, he's a DPL.
Caicedo, the box to box.
I actually single pivot. Yeah.
Like, you can play a midfield of Lavia.
Didn't we buy Caicedo to be a sitter, though? This is why this is where it's confusing.
We bought Caicedo to play.
He's going down a mount loopholes. Like, where is he good at?
We bought Caicedo to play with Enzo, but Caicedo is naturally a boxer box.
Shit, guy.
And Caicedo.
Caicedo, shit, man. Nah, man.
I ain't hearing that. Caicedo shit.
Every time I look at him, I think he's so shit.
Everyone's been hating since day one.
Shit, the way he was getting spun today.
Bro, I told you, after 70 minutes, I don't care.
Do you know what? Even his passing, I think the amount of misplaced passes was pissing me off as well.
He didn't misplace that many today. Normally he does, but bro, like, it's just, he's meant to be like the it's like I said, we bought him to be the next Kante, and this guy's not even that great at ball recovery, bro. You know, Enzo's got better ball recovery. So
that's cap.
Statistically. No, but
the thing is, you're saying that, but remember, if you give Caicedo the license to move around, you'll see his ball recovery is much better than it actually is.
If we let Caicedo roll around, the amount of red cards we're going to see. You know the amount of fouls this guy gives away? It's so bad. That first game should have just told us everything we needed to see.
I wanted to give him a chance after that first game, bro. I've washed my hands.
Of course, I want him to do well because he's a Chelsea player and we paid bare money for him. But I generally have more faith in Mudryk coming good than Caicedo. And you know what I think about
Mudryk
on my mum's life.
Do you know why I say that? Because it's a lot easier to look better as a holding midfielder than it is as a winger.
Caicedo look terrible?
With Caicedo, you just have to give him time. Of course, he costs 150.
Do you know what? Look at, for example, Jude. No one says, oh, we got to give him time. But the guy hit the ground running.
No, but they're coming in to settle teams that are locked back.
Romeo's looking
better. Bro, the guy with Joselu up front, bro. What's settled about that team? Rodrigo, Vinny injured.
They got Cruz that's been there 10 years. What? Modric.
What? 38-year-old Modric.
They've been there. Who is the longest serving Chelsea player?
It's a Chalobah.
Thiago Silva.
It's Chalobah.
Chalobah is a youth. But when did he come into the team? He only came into the team after we won the Champions League. Yeah, so the longest serving Chelsea player is Reece James, 2019.
Oh, we need to talk about a red card, by the way. That was fucking embarrassing.
Even forgot about it.
His performance wasn't good.
That was fucking
the thing
crazy.
Is, I don't even know he got yellow carded. So when I saw the other yellow card.
No, but do you know why he got yellow carded? Because he kicked the ball away. Petulance. So that's what I'm saying.
He got a yellow card.
That referee was hanging out.
He was trigger happy. But when you're on a yellow as a defender, you got to be a bit more
smart.
Switched on. Like, you're on the yellow.
Yeah, but he's a hothead.
He's not hot-headed.
He lost his head with Joe Linton as well.
He's not hot-headed. He's just dumb, bro. He's not even hot-headed, bro. I think,
like, Reece James is a bit of a hothead. Like, if there's passer, like, Reece James is... He's feisty,
He'll
bro.
Back it. No, I hear that.
I think people don't realise he's feisty. I'm not going to explain why, innit? But, like, do you get it? Like, I feel like it goes down that.
What do you mean he's feisty? Like,
you say he's frustrated?
Reece James is feisty, Ak.
Feisty? He's just saying he's.
Yeah, like, he's.
He's a roundabout.
What does that mean? I'm just saying, like, he's not a calm player. Like, he loses his head, I think. Like, especially when we're losing as
and
well.
And it's annoying that your captain does that, because what example does it
Do you get it? Like, we've gone from a captain like J5, yeah.
Why are you looking like that? He was captain. Don't try that.
Or Thiago Silva.
Where it's like, that was costing us games because he couldn't control the ball. And he was
But just I'm talking, forget like being
talking about mental state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Thiago Silva as well. Thiago Silva, despite even when he's playing shit like today, he was still calm. Like he's still telling people what to do. For like Reece James, yeah, we're losing the game, and this guy's just like, yeah.
He's like, fuck it, we go again next week.
Remember, Reece isn't actually a natural captain. And I was saying this from the start when people were like, Chilwell shouldn't be vice. He's not a natural captain. Reece hasn't got anything like leadership.
No, I think he does.
No, I think he does. It's just that today was just a poor example where like you want your captain just to keep his head.
When I see a captain, you know, someone like let's say John Terry. John Terry, obviously screaming is not everything, but he screams at his defenders. He positions people on the pitch. He tells people to keep your head in the game. When
no one talks about him.
Yeah, there's no like Wood, there's no shower.
What's he gonna say?
He's gonna say Vamos.
Hermano.
But because he talks it for Argentina, he does talk, innit?
I like Vamos, a leader Vamos. That you can see on the pitch. They're screaming at people. They
what did you say?
I just like I don't know.
They're putting people into position, and I think. Someone like, that's why I wanted Declan Rice for so long. And people slandered me, said we don't need Rice.
No, wait, I've got to say this, yeah. Just because he's doing well in one team, it don't mean he would have done well.
And I don't think he would have done well at Chelsea. And you know what's mad? I know from a great source, Rice didn't want to come to Chelsea because it wasn't a stable club. So when Chelsea even...
He would have, like, man.
No, when Chelsea inquired, he was already halfway gone to Arsenal.
Do you know,
Arteta had been putting the groundwork from...
I'm a Rice hater. I prefer what Casado.
The thing is that
Rice everyone's getting on Casado.
Everyone's getting on Casado,
but I'm telling you, if you got Liverpool, like we were saying before, bruv.
Yeah, if you were Liverpool, man, you'd be flying. And Liverpool literally need that midfielder that
who can just cover ground.
And that's Casado. And that's why I say it's more about how the club is.
Because I'm not saying Casado's been great, but I'm telling you right now, if he goes to Liverpool, any team
he'll be much structured, better.
He's much better, man.
Much better. Like I think obviously, it's harder to walk into Chelsea and to have an instant impact. That's why it was like very nice when Cole Palmer,
Enzo, to be fair,
Enzo in his first like five games, then he dropped off. you don't need to lie. But
I've said he hasn't been playing well. He was good today, though. Yeah, but was good today.
I think it's much harder now to walk into Chelsea and do well because next week against Brighton, we could smash them 3-0, and then the next week we can lose 3-0
to United.
And that would be worse. So it's so unpredictable.
I'm telling you, Hoyland is calling his first PO
against Chelsea.
Yeah, it's written in
the way we're leaking goals.
Yeah, we're lucky that Mount's not playing because I know Mount would have scored as well.
Mount would have shifted the fans.
Come back. No, Mount will come back.
But he's out for a month.
I'll bang him in his face if he can't stop.
I wanted to go to that game so I can do that chant at him. Who's that twat that comes from Forts?
No, we're playing them at home in April, so you've got time.
So we're going to Old Trafford.
Old Trafford.
Oh,
bang him in his face, bruv.
That's even worse.
We don't condone violence, guys.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Go on.
Fuck, I said it. That's it.
Shut up.
Yeah, man.
Nah. What about Leslie Ugochukwu? He's not good enough for Chelsea football.
I've said this today. Man, I'm comparing Caicedo to Ugo, and my whole thing is we bought Ugo not to start. Literally, we bought him as a development player.
Okay, but he's starting.
He's not starting.
He started a couple games.
Even his career is a fucking shit. He came up against Spurs. Yeah, he gave it 2-2.
Ugo got shit as well.
Back to the starting thing. He started against Blackburn. He played well. He started today.
Yeah, Blackburn Rovers. Come on.
No. Don't get that. I'm not saying. But I'm saying he's not a starter. We bought him as a development player. I don't care if he come. It's the same way as if Santos was playing. Even if I don't like him, I'm not gonna say like, he's doing better than Caicedo. Like Caicedo's meant to be a starter, bro. He's meant to come and be not our best player, really, but he's meant to come and change the midfield. And the effect that Ugo and Caicedo have is not that far apart.
You think on the pitch
the difference is I don't see it as like a massive difference.
In fact, it's not a massive difference. The thing is, it's again, I know it was Blackburn, But Caicedo hasn't had an all-gold Blackburn performance.
Fulham. No, fuck Fulham.
Fulham. Because even...
Fulham, Spurs.
Okay, listen, I did not watch Fulham. So every time people always say about talk about this Fulham game, I actually haven't watched
it. That was
it,
my favourite game of the season, man.
Tottenham, man. Tottenham's my favourite.
Tottenham, but it was such a Bandulu game as well. Because we could have easily drawn that game. We could have easily drawn that game.
Lost the ball yet? Oh, I was my day.
When Son ran in, and then he shot that, and that was a very good save from Sanchez. They have nine men.
I think
Dio licked it into the top corner.
Nine men is still a lot, you know.
What you say?
What do you mean?
But the thing is with the Chelsea, someone said this on Twitter and it was very alarming to me. The one game we've won in our last five was against nine men. So have we?
It's so funny how narrative's changed. Again,
the one game
the one game we've won in our last five games was against nine men.
You haven't won before that?
In the last five games, it's one win.
Nah,
couple
we
draws.
We won, including
this game. So, we lost to Brentford.
Yeah, lost to Brentford, drew against Arsenal.
Then Tottenham. We stink, man.
And it's just, that's just a poor indictment of where Chelsea are.
Do you know what, though? I do empathise a little bit with Poch in a sense that, like, the run of games has been pee.
But he had an easy run of games. He won, so I'm not trying to hear that.
Okay, but the thing is, all right,
that was playing chill, left wing.
That's your first, few games. Like, you do need to, get on your feet. But at the same time, we do well against the bigger teams and shit against the worst teams. So, it swings and roundabouts, to be honest.
Yeah. It's a thing where I was actually looking forward to Newcastle today. That's why I said I'll come on here because
I wasn't.
I don't know why I was. I was naive because of St. James's Park, and even Arsenal lost at St. James's Park. But I was just saying, cool, we've done what we've done against City, Tottenham, Arsenal and Liverpool, we didn't lose. So in the big games, this is where we'll probably play our best, better than a Brentford at home. So why not? Mm. But again, Chelsea and these players, I think it's immaturity. I think that's a massive problem, immaturity. We're not game smart as well.
Yeah, the game management's really bad.
Yeah, it's poor. And it was 5 minutes that we lost that game in. We concede the first goal and calm it down and try to get a goal back, then fine. How are we conceding a third goal straight after the second? Thiago Silva. I say it's immaturity and you're 39.
Yeah, but that's you go from immaturity to senile. So it's kind of like
it's fair enough. And then Reece gets sent off and it's like, cool, we've just brought on three substitutes.
Now wait, what's the difference of age between Ugo? And Ugo was the youngest player on our
Ugo
side.
Ugo 19.
And Silva's 39. There's a whole me in between that.
Silva probably made his debut before Ugo.
The difference of age is literally almost yours, bro. Yeah. That's how fucked it is between that guy is
immature.
Should we take some listeners' questions?
Yeah, man. Oh, fucking hell. Okay.
I wanted to say what we could pick out of the game first, didn't I?
Go. Yeah, we've got time.
Like Gallagher shouldn't be. This is what the whole problem with giving him so much time. He doesn't. I said this in previous podcast. He doesn't really offer anything other than ball recovery.
And also, my issue with the Gallagher thing is because his standard is so low, a good Gallagher performance is running around and not losing the ball.
Yeah.
And this is what I was saying. People were saying, oh, when Lavia and Kunku, these men have to earn their place back.
Bro, they don't.
Gallagher, at his best, isn't better than Mason Mount that people didn't want to be a consistent starter.
Be
honest.
If you take out Mason Mount, UCL winning run, I think Gallagher's better, man.
take a whole good 5 months,
nah, bro. Because then we can use Gallagher at Crystal Palace.
No, we cannot.
But even if you use Gallagher at Crystal Palace, Mount UCL run, scoring against Real Madrid.
It's not just UCL run, it was that whole 6 months.
And the season after, you got 11 goals and 10 assists.
Hey, that chain is
Crystal Palace, bro. Good team. But another thing I wanted to pick out, Mudryk as a substitute. Awful. And I don't want to get onto him too much today because he didn't have much to do. But when you're someone that is so fast and you're coming as a substitute on a wing where Trippier's not super fast.
No.
Lo Celso is not mad quick either.
And he's
brought in fresh legs. What the fuck are you doing? brought your same shit as well. You brought in fresh legs. Someone's meant to be explosive. Why does no one look explosive when we're bringing on fresh legs against tight defenders? Because everyone else does. I mean, even when we lose a player, Anthony Gordon is now looking like something, yeah? And he's not even fresh legs, but you can tell he's explaining our players being tired and shit like that. Why can't we do that with our subs? And again, this is not necessarily a... I mean, it is focused on Modric because he's meant to be someone that's physically better than mm-hmm. us. He's not. He's coming on against tired players, and it doesn't really show. But Madueke, same shit.
But how many people are? How many midfields or whoever are even trying to look for the Modric?
No, I know. That's why I don't really.
Wait, Modric run.
Yeah,
Modric does not make runs.
He makes runs.
No, he doesn't. He just stands there.
Not as well. To be fair, he tries to use his pace when dribbling, not really for runs. But
he had a run that he got caught up as well. And I was thinking, like, brother, aren't you like?
The thing is, with Modric, I agree. From the bench, some spooky performance. And I'm a Modric fan. I like Modric for his attributes. I know he's going to get onto me now.
Characteristics.
I like his characteristics. His speed. Deadlifting. He can create.
His tattoos. He's white. That's why you like him, bro. Just, where's the aura? What's the aura?
It's the blue tattoo. When he was singing along that little baby song?
I like, basically, long story short, I like his attributes.
Racist white players. Fair.
No, I like his attributes. However, the boy needs a lot of work. And coming on from the bench, he should be able to provide more. Maybe Nonny should come on before him.
Yeah. Psychological work. Poch,
what's Nonny going to do? Though?
Yeah, but that's the thing. This is the players that we bought.
Bro, he's therapy act.
Why? We bought Nonny Madueke. We bought Nonny Madueke, and Diaby's gone to Villa. In the summer, but Diaby, if we bid for Diaby, he's not coming to Chelsea.
Madueke needs vitamin B12. Now, because Smallwood takes that away from me. He needs supplements.
Again, as I said, shut up, man. It's the owners. We've spent £1 billion. We spent £1 billion, and if you said to Chelsea fans before we when the new owners came in, look, we have this team, whatever, now we're going to spend £1 billion to improve the team. Sorry, <yeah. laughs> These guys, man.
Sorry, man. It's a shell shot when I
killed. I didn't even need shell shot. You guys are bad guys. If you said to me, June 2022, you're going to have £1 billion to fix this Chelsea team.
But we know the billion is on potential. Oh, it's not £1 billion of ready-made
of
players.
Of course, and it's a billion on potential. But guys like
fucking laughing, man.
Whisper, Santos, Casadei.
Hey, Whisper meant to be back.
Yeah, he's
supposed to be landing.
The guy's like 18, man. He ain't gonna be starting. Nah,
that guy scored like 50 goals in 20 games in Jamaica, bro. Imagine seeing something, man.
But yeah, let's take this discussion. This Chelsea team is just.
Cipri, I wanted to say Cucurella. That's not something else to pick up. Fuck that, you
shit guy. At
all. Okay, Alexis Kaskas asks, will we ever leave the favela?
Not for a while.
The favela?
Yeah. Look.
The favelas, yeah.
Ask him if Felix is leaving the favela, bro.
Felix got to do anything.
That guy lost Felix,
bro. He had an argument with him over Felix at one time.
We're in the same place as Felix right now.
Nah, we're worse than that, man.
Nah, trust me, I've seen.
Will we leave the favela? We might do to go to a council flat, but that's the best we're doing. Yeah,
maybe if we win the Carabobo.
We're leaving the favelas to go Brixton Hill.
No, Croydon, that's where we're going.
No, we might win we might get a little Carabobo into crap.
What? What the fuck do you think we're winning, bro?
We got Newcastle as well. Now we're losing.
No, we'll get revenge.
Oh, it's true. We actually got
Newcastle. Nah, I got tickets. So I'm we're going.
Who's going? Wait, who's going to the?
We're going.
That's where we're going.
Just you three.
And Fati's going. Kazafi's going.
I scammed all of you.
Kazafi's going as well.
Yeah.
A few people. Oh, it's quite. Is Shem's going?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but to be honest, Kazafi is bad luck, bro.
What is that? We say
that people are bad luck. No, Chelsea's home form at the Bridge is disgusting.
Nah. There is an element of that.
Nah, the selfie thing finished, the fucking selfie.
And then Kazafi did it as well.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So funny. His name is Zach. We call him Kazafi. Anyway, another story.
What was the question? Are we saying the favelas?
No. Will we
ever make it out?
Yeah. Oh, like I said, yeah, council flat, best we're doing.
We're going to be there for a while, man.
It's the same journey as fucking flipping David Washington. He was playing for fucking the favelas, bro. So
how'd you know that? You just assumed that he's playing.
Have you seen the way he plays, bro? Oh, man.
Yeah, next one.
Next one from Don Zeke is what went wrong? What's the fuck? Why are you laughing? He was like, Zeke. What went wrong in your opinion?
That's an answer.
But everyone just, I think maybe even the occasion got to them. I can't lie to you.
atmosphere.
Yeah, but why? Okay,
games day.
Yeah, but if the occasion is getting to you, why are you giving away like dumb fouls? Like, surely you meant to like.
But bro,
they've all played football. Like, they played in worse conditions. As you can just like.
I think they literally needed Poch on the side. Maybe Poch would miss because
to do what?
No, they needed someone to tell them to calm down. Like, no, honestly,
a girl as well.
He gets his barbecue out, bro. Slap.
Someone needed someone to calm.
Fuck you, the rim's going.
What the hell? Fuck all, man. And yeah, he's suspended for what, 3 games?
No, it was just one.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Oh. Right, what's right. The next question, man.
Dean's asked, is it Pochettino's fault or the players?
Both.
Yeah, so Poch for the selection, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, but the players as well.
Players have been petulant because at 1-1, you're lucky to even be in the game at that point.
Just St. James's Park, 1-1 at half.
Bro, like, it's that battle, we're taking a draw.
St. James's Park is not an easy place to go. To be honest, I wanted a win because we need wins to climb up the table. But forget
that. And everyone
that
around now. Us, so like West Ham won as well. I think Palace, did they win?
No, they lost. They lost.
Luton won, bro. Luton is also around us, isn't it?
No, they can't.
Hey guys, are you scared? Like, you know, if
why am I asking about Palace result, bro?
You know, shit, man. You know, after Everton's 10-point deduction or whatever,
yeah.
Are you not scared potentially that we might have ramifications? And just say, like, if we don't have a sufficient points total,
well,
what if we get deducted?
That's what I'm saying.
If we get deducted, then it is what it is. Bowley wanted to be a little snitch and rat to the Premier League.
No, that's good that he did.
The repercussions
will be lighter when you are like self snitch basically
because they'll probably give us a fine. And I know they what's it called? I know
he set aside what was
yeah 100 mil because of all that stuff. So yeah, might be good. Faye asks, why do we only have 4 wins in 13? Why are we always getting hit in transition?
Poch.
Why do our £200 million midfielders look mid?
Poch.
Why do you look
Enzo
so
didn't look mid today? So I don't. I'm not taking it.
Enzo was good today.
Then she asks, why can't Jackson bend his runs? Why doesn't he do it?
There's something else that's bending on him.
What's that?
You're disgusting.
His shorts, bro. That's what they always say.
Why is his short so high, man?
I don't know. I swear.
I think he wants like his own little signature. Yeah. Like he tried the Benzema hand thing as well. Yeah,
he looks like an area boy.
He wants something that they're gonna copy.
Nah, the shushing is
every game. Every game he's like,
hey, listen, yeah.
Nah, he even does it when he doesn't score. That's
the even when it's his teammate.
Throw on.
What's he gonna tell him to come off one time? He's gonna go nah, hey, listen, as much as technically I don't think, like, cool, you have your doubts or whatever, and even I've got my doubts about Jackson. Let's be
honest. No, you don't.
No. Listen. Oh, yeah, I'm being objective now, yeah? Objectively speaking, like, he's so funny.
He's funny, I think he's
a nice player to have in the team in a sense of like he's the one telling people to get on with it, like kind of thing. I don't know, I like him
as a bench striker.
Yeah, if it was a bench striker, it would be fine. I think like you said, SB, was like it's Chelsea's fault for having a guy on a purple patch be your main guy.
Yeah,
if he was a backup striker, I don't think the criticism will be that bad.
No,
and he's actually got attributes you can work with.
Yeah,
but the ball striking for a striker is crazy, fam. The ball striking is so bad, but yeah.
He didn't even strike the ball today. I was thinking, like, why did you not shoot?
Why didn't he shoot that
first time?
Shoot that. Two times, this is what I mean. You're not a striker. In that position, you have to
smash it.
It just goes to show that how today went. Like, today, I just... Like, he just looks scared. Like, when he's touching the ball, he's going bare slow as well.
Yeah.
Normally, he's just, like, running with the ball. Bro, he was dribbling like he was Messi, like, trying to do, like, just go slow and take time. I'm like, bro.
That's what I say.
I'm not going to lie, though. I'll be honest, like... It did sort of remind me of the City game where he didn't impose himself.
Yeah.
He got a goal which sort of masked it. And now something similar is happening in the Newcastle, but he just didn't get it.
And he did the same
out.
Thing against, like, I like Jackson, but against Spurs, he was shit.
Awful, but you got a hat trick.
Yeah.
Because they put 9 men on the halfway line.
Bloody hell, man. So you're saying he's impotent?
Yeah, he's not really a great striker. Obviously, he scored 6 Premier League goals, which is good. If he gets 15, well done for matching Tammy. But
actually,
but even if he gets 15, it's I'll say the same about a Fugazi 15. I'll say the same about 100. Jackson.
Yeah, probably gonna end the pod there, guys. We've got Brighton, I think, next week Sunday.
Yeah.
Bear in mind they do play Europa League, so if we don't win, fucking up.
They're not even playing well, and we've beat them twice this season.
That preseason game does not count.
Yeah.
But we did beat them in the League Cup. So, guys, predictions.
Who's going to the Brighton game?
None of us. Virtual and waiting room didn't work.
Predictions for Brighton
2-0 to the Chelsea.
He's scoring.
I'm seeing Caicedo get spun again.
Yeah, 100%. I'm saying 2-2. I think we're gonna lead goals. We might get goals. De Zerbi is not doing. He's not doing as well as people think.
No, he's not doing.
I think we get a 2-1.
Yeah, Europa League's fucking with them. Nah, so yeah.
Sterling and Jackson scoring. I'm telling you.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's another thing. Sterling, yeah, well done for your goal, but fuck me,
he was awful.
Just keeps running into man.
But to be honest, he's scoring in it. So
good free kick as well.
Yeah, no, really, the free kick was a bad boy free kick.
Yeah,
what was the last free kick? We asked this question in the chat.
Probably Mount against Norwich.
Mount against Villa last season.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The one that
that was a magic as well.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Yeah, but yeah.
2-2 against Brighton as well.
I think 2-1.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
I think 2.
I think I just it's not a testament to us being good. I just think Brighton are shit this season.
Chelsea, yeah.
Didn't they come from? Wait, didn't they lose? Who did they lose?
They were losing.
They won
today.
They won today against Forest.
But that was that was their first win in like.
Cho won a penalty in that game.
Yeah, so. But wait, they
no one cares about Cho.
Oh yeah, they drew against fucking Sheffield, bro.
Yeah, they've been quite poor. I think last.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but then it comes to us. I'm not gonna turn up.
But listen, no, this is terrible. All right, cool. Draw against Liverpool, loss against City, draw against Fulham, draw against Everton, draw against Sheffield.
Yeah, I'm telling you, De Zerbi's not been doing well.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's the same thing that happened to Potter. That's a
3-1-1 draw.
Because the limelight isn't on them. The issue is people think, oh, he's doing well. When he's doing shit, they don't really talk about it. So you don't even see it.
You just don't hear it.
Same thing happened with Potter, and now it's happening to De Zerbi. He's going through a bad patch, and no one's talking about it.
Again, Brad's got a shit team. Like, the players are not great, man. This is why we shouldn't have given them that much money for their players, bro.
Anyway, but yeah,
bro, they got Ansu Fati in their fucking team, bro.
Anyway, guys, it's been a good pod. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Also, free Palestine, bro.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Ceasefire violated.
Havertz in a pocket of space. Anderson came and didn't get there. Chance for Chelsea. Goal for Chelsea.
As possibly bleak as this.
Drogba! Can you believe it? Chelsea will just not let go of the Champions League. It's dramatic story of the season. It's Torres to get Chelsea.
It's like a chain of Vicky. Would you like to have a chain? Oi, them man drip like soy. Had a 20 on me, like punching a toy. Formation, feet for feet, I'm fighting, I'm fighting, it's like a toy.